Test 82, Section 1, Question 2. So with this one, we're looking for what they disagree about, Anderson and Lipton. Anderson says, taking the long view, history shows that the word usage and grammar rules are constantly changing and evolving. So grammar rules constantly changing and evolving, sometimes resulting in entirely new languages. So sometimes you get totally new languages. So rules are changing constantly, and you get new languages sometimes. Since they will change regardless of our efforts, we shouldn't worry about violations of grammar rules. So they'll change no matter what, so we shouldn't worry about violations. Lipton, that's like arguing that we shouldn't worry about enforcing laws, since in the larger scheme of things, laws change and nations come and go. But of course, it is good that laws are enforced. So really, what they disagree about is whether or not the fact that things change gives us reason to not worry about the violation of them. So, Lipton is disputing the conclusion that we shouldn't worry about violations. So grammar violations should be resisted. They seem to disagree about that. So A is good. A language can evolve into a new one. Lipton doesn't say anything about that. Users of a language can easily adapt to changes in that language. We don't really have any information on that. People only rarely violate grammar rules. Neither one makes a claim about frequency. Languages evolve through accumulation. No. So therefore, answer choice A is our correct one.